We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I haven't been as disgusted with an administration in a long time. The more I read, the more I understand that what I said yesterday, either Biden was lying or just didn't know. Either way, it's a stain, man. And I got to read this text to Guy Reschenthaler, Congressman Reschenthaler. I think it's only fair. This comes from one of my boys, who's a police chief and a Marine. I could never have imagined the day when the most powerful country in the world would rely on our enemy to allow safe passage to Americans trapped in Afghanistan. It's sad to see how far our country has fallen. Guy Reschenthaler, jump in here. Agree or disagree, sir?
I totally agree, Marty. This would never have happened during World War II or the Cold War. We were the preeminent superpower. We still are. But we're not acting like it. And what you're seeing in Afghanistan is an absolute travesty. There's no reason why we should ever have given up the Bagram Air Base, from which we could have provided support for the evacuation, from which we could have gathered human intelligence, provided air cover to our allies on the ground. This is a travesty. This is not how America should behave. This is not how we should project power.
All the networks, NBC, CBS, and the Wall Street Journal, saying this, a military intelligence all told the president, look, man, the advance of the Taliban is much faster than anyone expected. A total collapse is imminent. The only thing I can suggest, sir, is that the president heard this and ignored it. Would that be fair to say?
He could I don't want to speculate as to what he was thinking, but I believe that he was making political calculations, not military calculations. He wanted to stand there on the anniversary, 20th anniversary, 9/11, and say that we ended the war in Afghanistan. This has totally backfired because he had political timelines rather than military outlines. Now, the 20th anniversary of 9/11 won't be a day of remembrance and a day of somberness for the United States. It's going to be a day of celebration for Al-Qaeda, for the Taliban, for all our adversaries in the Middle East. Mark my words, Marty, and I'm predicting this now. On 9/11, you're going to see celebrations on the streets of some of these hostile areas. That is what is now, and this is going to get rubbed in our face. It's going to diminish our standing in the world, and it's going to embolden these terrorists. It is also going to embolden China. You're already seeing them talking about the fact that we won't prevent an invasion of Taiwan. This is going to embolden Russia. This could not have gone any worse, Marty.
Republican Congressman Guy Reschenthaler, who, by the way, also a veteran and prosecuted, quite frankly, a terrorist, in Iraq. The same types of terrorists that are now on the streets of Afghanistan. This must cut to the core with you, man, right?
It really upsets me. One of the reasons why it upsets me is I have a very visceral reaction to 9/11. I know everybody does, but I was a freshman in college when 9/11 happened. To a large extent, it's what made me want to volunteer to serve in the Navy and in the Navy JAG Corps. Right. It's what motivated me to prosecute terrorists in Iraq. And when I see something like this happening, I'm sickened. I can't imagine if I were a veteran of Afghanistan and how that would make me feel. But I do need to say this. You know, when I was in college, I was told that this was going to be a multi-generational war on terrorism. Last time I checked, my generation doesn't have grandchildren. Now, I'm not saying we should be in a perpetual state of war, but from the outset, we knew we should be there long term. We knew this was going to be a long term endeavor. Now, because of cheap political, because elected officials want to score cheap political points. They've abandoned our strategy that, frankly, was working well. Remember, we've had zero major terrorist attacks on our soil.
And one soldier killed in a year. It's been a year since a soldier was killed over there. Go ahead.
In 18 months, and additionally, all this talk that we couldn't sustain ourselves in Afghanistan, total nonsense. Afghanistan cost less than 1% of the total budget for the entire DOD, less than 1%. And we had 2,500 troops over there that were providing intel and air support and training to our allies in Afghanistan. The allies were fighting. They sustained about 50,000 casualties in the last few years. These are brave men and women, so I don't like this victim shaming of our allies in Afghanistan. And think about this. We had 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. We still have 28,000 in Korea. We're still in Germany. We're still in Japan. Frankly, we're still in Cuba because we have Guantanamo Bay.
Right.
The fact that we lost 10 times as many troops in Korea as we did in Afghanistan. We should never have given up the Bagram Air Base. We should have ended kinetic operations, yes. We should never have ended our support. And now everyone talks about this pivot to Asia. I agree. We need to pivot to Asia. But get out a map. Western China actually borders Western Afghanistan. We're right on the doorstep of the Chinese Communist Party. And when we pull out of Afghanistan, mark my words on this, the Chinese Communist Party will move in. They'll make agreements with the Taliban. The Chinese will provide digital surveillance for the Taliban. The Taliban will crack down an authoritarian regime, and China will get that buffer. They'll get their Belt and Road Initiative into that area of the world, and they'll extract all those rare earth elements that we need. This is going to have ramifications for geopolitics and our power and prestige for decades. This is beyond Afghanistan at this point. This is a catastrophe for us.
Guy Reschenthaler, Congressman, appreciate your time today, man. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Marty. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.